This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Some Orthodox Jews in Los Angeles have been trying for years to build a synagogue in an affluent residential neighborhood, but zoning restrictions and local opposition had kept them out. The Etz Chaim congregation finally will open the doors of its new temple, thanks to a federal law that exempts religious groups from most land use regulations. NPR's Alex Cohen reports that the law has been used successfully by other religious groups.
As construction crews install carpet and light fixtures, Rabbi Chaim Rubin walks through the main hall of what will soon be his congregation's new home. There are small flecks of plaster and paint on his long black coat or mantle, remnants of the many months spent building this house of worship. Rubin heads the Etz Chaim congregation of Orthodox Jews in a Tony neighborhood of Los Angeles called Hancock Park. He says Etz Chaim needed to build a synagogue nearby to preserve the rules of the Orthodox tradition.
We're prohibited to drive on the Sabbath and holidays, and so we need to be within walking distance to our place of worship.
Many members of the congregation are elderly, Rubin says, and therefore unable to make the trek to the nearest commercial zones where other Orthodox synagogues are located. Hancock Park is filled with huge old homes and is zoned strictly residential. When the congregation first applied for a permit to build a house to be used as a synagogue, the city said no. Homeowners in the neighborhood also opposed the idea.
This is strictly a land use issue with me.
Larry Fagan has lived in Hancock Park for nearly 25 years. He happens to be Jewish, as are several other opponents of the synagogue.
I don't want this residential community decaying because we are starting to allow other uses in the community. I don't want a nursing home. I don't want a bank. I want single-family residential. That's what we bought into this neighborhood for.
For many years, the city agreed with Fagan that allowing a home to be used as a house of worship might destabilize the neighborhood. The congregation sued the city of Los Angeles and spent years in both state and federal courts unsuccessfully arguing that it had a right to use a private home for religious services. In the summer of 2000, lawyers for Etz Chaim were just about to give up when something happened. Congress passed a law called the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act. The law said in most cases, local governments couldn't restrict land use if doing so would impose a substantial burden on a religious group or individual. Etz Chaim's attorney, Susan Azad, says shortly after the law was established, the city and the congregation were able to reach a settlement.
That settlement included the right and ability of the congregation, and what I'm talking about is 50 members, to pray at the residence on the Sabbath and between 10 and a maximum, I believe, of occasionally 15 during the weekdays.
Since its passage, the Religious Land Use Act has helped bring court victories to groups from Anglicans to Zoroastrians in all corners of the country. In Bedford, New York, the federal law was used to obtain a special use permit for a small group of Zen Buddhists to meditate in a private home. In Fairlawn, Ohio, a Unitarian Universalist church was able to build a fellowship hall on land it had owned since 1958.
This is happening everywhere.
Attorney Marcy Hamilton has challenged the Land Use Act in several cases around the country. She says the law gives the federal government too much power over local authorities. It's an argument she made several years ago in a Supreme Court case that struck down a much broader religious freedom law, one that wasn't limited to land use issues. Hamilton argues that the Land Use Act, like its predecessor, is unconstitutional because it gives special privileges to religious groups.
And when religious groups feel the need to expand, or they see a piece of property that they get a particularly good deal on, but they don't have the right zoning, they're going forward anyway and using the federal law to get around their neighbors' concerns.
Rabbi Chaim Rubin says the Etz Chaim congregation has abided by the rules and has even made concessions to the city to ease homeowners' concerns about parking and traffic. It's sundown, and members of the congregation have gathered at Rabbi Rubin's house for evening prayers. The group is small, and the prayers are quiet. These sorts of practices, the rabbi says, shouldn't create a tremendous nuisance to the neighborhood.
There's all kinds of social gatherings, embassy parties, movie filming, PTA meetings. The list goes on and on that people conduct in their private homes. That's what homes are for. What are we asking for? A permit to gather in a private home and pray.
The congregation's new synagogue is set to open this weekend. Last month, a federal judge tossed out the latest suit filed against Etz Haim by a group of opposing homeowners. The homeowners say they plan to appeal that decision. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Los Angeles.